Despite a number of bills, billions in grant dollars, and plenty of rhetoric, broadband internet access in rural parts of Indiana and the country lags behind suburban and urban areas. Traditional carriers providing internet to most Hoosiers say it's expensive to serve rural areas. That's because residents are more spread out, and the terrain makes building the necessary infrastructure more expensive. WFIU's Brock Turner reports.
David Phelps is a lifelong Brown County resident. To say he knows this area would be an understatement.
Other than college and maybe a year or so out of college, I've always lived here.
The South Central Indiana County is defined by rolling hills, quaint shops, and picturesque fall landscapes. Phelps says it's what's kept him here for so long.
I live on 5 acres right now, and it's nice to have wooded area behind me and space for our dogs to run, and space for my kids to be able to play.
But the rural setting does come with some drawbacks. It makes getting reliable, high-speed internet challenging. And it's not just an issue Phelps experiences firsthand. He's also the director of technology for the Brown County School District, where he talks to parents and students who are also frustrated. He estimates half of all students in the district do not have a reliable internet connection in their homes. While the district equips each student with a laptop, that doesn't necessarily mean they have the access to technology they need.
Just within the past 2 weeks, I've had a couple parents contact or a student that's contacted saying, I don't have access at home, so I need to make sure that I can do this here. Can you show me how to download a video so I can view it while I'm at home?
According to Broadband Now, a for-profit data company that measures internet access across the country, just over a third of Brown County residents have access to broadband internet. But that isn't the only place that's suffering. According to the group, 20% of Hoosiers only have access to service with one provider. They say there is a lack of competition across the state, and that hurts consumers. Broadband Now's Jamison Zimmer explains.
Any private company, it's basically their job to secure their market position and make as much money as possible. And so long as internet is treated as sort of a luxury rather than like a utility, you know, it sucks, and it's certainly not how I would like things to be.
South Central Indiana Rural Electric Membership Coalition announced on April 3rd that SCI would begin building out broadband infrastructure to serve the entire REMC's area with internet by 2021. SCI's president, James Tannenberger, says he believes his organization is situated to meet the needs of some of the most underserved Hoosiers.
So many folks don't have any kind of high speed. They don't even have cable or DSL in many cases in our area. So those folks are just ecstatic. Despite trying, we haven't been able to get any grants or anything yet. So although there's a lot of talk out there, the actual funding that's making it to these projects is very little.
According to State Representative Matt Pierce, that became clear during this year's legislative session. Many lawmakers praised Indiana House Bill 1065. Which provided incentives for carriers to enter rural areas of the state.
Programs have been created over and over again by the legislature, and they never fund them because, one, they're not serious about it, and two, the major carriers fear any new competition coming in. Otherwise, why would they have put a provision in the bill that says no out-of-state companies may apply for the grant?
Phelps and his family just hope for a solution sooner rather than later. He says the frustration is enough to make his family consider picking up and moving.
I've never really been away from this place all that much, and a decision to move would be a very big one. Yeah.
For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.